This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. Millennials, those born in the 80s and 90s, are often stereotyped as apathetic, easily bored, and lazy. But comprehensive studies show that the opposite is actually the case. This week, gun violence has dominated the news, despite an otherwise heavy news week. The gun story is not only about guns, but about young people pushing for social change. While it may not be obvious, guns particularly impacts medical and nursing students.
As medical students and as health professionals, we see the effects of gun violence as they come into the ED, as we're on rotations, and we see how they personally affect families and communities.
That was Rohini Jain, a fourth-year medical student. And while gun violence has certainly become a political issue, in medicine, it touches us frequently in very personal ways.
When the public hears about gun violence or gun control, they seem to separate it into something that's strictly a law and order issue or something that is specifically has to do with the Second Amendment. And they don't quite make that tie or jump in that gun violence and gun control is very much a public health issue and very much a medical issue.
So do students have a role in social change?
We always get asked the question, like, you know, you're students, you're still learning, you know, what role can you do? What can we actually do?
Well, learning medicine is far more than sitting in lecture halls or standing in operating rooms. It really is about learning the context for health.
The practice of a true physician isn't just confined to, like, the four walls of an exam room. I think that's a very traditionalist point of view, in that we see our patient, and once they're out of our exam room, they're out of our mind. And I think we've clearly seen those physicians that are truly great think about the health of their patients, not just within the four walls of the hospital or a clinic room, but think about the factors that affect their health outside of the clinic as well.
But more importantly, healthcare professionals and students have a social responsibility to advocate for all things health-related. That's why Rohini and others have started White Coats Against Gun Violence, because the bottom line is gun control is all about health.
Once we enter into medical school, we put on a white coat and all of a sudden people start listening to us.
Of course, the white coat can be a symbol of power, and that power can certainly be abused, but it can also be used to connote scholarship and advocacy for people. Rohini explains how she perceived her white coat gave her a new voice.
I went to city council, and I put on my white coat, and I got up, and I probably said the exact same words that they had been saying for the past several months. But you could just see the attention and you could just see the impact that my words coming from someone that's just wearing a white coat had on the members of City Council.
We're proud of our millennials. They're pushing us in ways we desperately need pushing. But a white coat isn't really necessary. Determination, perseverance, humility, and a laser focus is what's really required for social change. This is Dr. Michael Will with a second opinion.